Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q2 FY24 earnings conference call of PI Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nishid Solanki from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on PI Industries Q2 FY24 earnings conference call. Today, we are joined by senior members of the management team, including Mr. Mayank Singhal, Executive Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Rajnish Sarna, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Manikantan Viswanathan, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Prashant Hegde, CEO Domestic, Mr. Atul Gupta, CEO Exports, and Mr. Anil Jain, MD, PI Health Sciences. We will begin the call with key perspectives from Mr. Singhal. After that, we will have Mr. Manikantan sharing his views on the financial performance of the company. Thereafter, the forum will be open for question and answer session. Before we begin, I would like to underline that certain statements made on today's conference call may be forward-looking, and a disclaimer to this effect has been included in the investor presentation shared with you earlier and also available on stock exchange websites. I would now like to request Mr. Singhal to share his perspectives. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thanks, Nishid. Good afternoon and good afternoon to everybody, and thank you for taking the call today. Once again, I'm pleased to be addressing all of you on the strategic progress that we've made in making the ever-evolving business landscape of PI. I'm once again pleased to report a good performance at PI. It's top performance quarter even in the challenging operating environment. Just to give you a flavor, during Q2, we saw a 20% increase in revenue. This was accompanied by a 28% improvement in EBIT and a PAT delivery of 44% growth. While the performance has been encouraging, I would like to give you an idea of the operating scenario. Heightened climatic variations are impacting both the pattern of sowing, application, and usage of crop protection. During the Kharif, we experienced erratic monsoons, consequently forcing farmers to hold back on application of certain crop protection products. The continuous falling prices of raw materials coming in from China, moreover, putting pressure on selling prices of the generic portfolios. A similar scenario has been reflected in the global, where prices remain under pressure, channel inventories stay to be at an elevated level, and the distributors in the U.S. and Brazil are prioritizing destocking and filling up the requirements for lower-priced stocks. However, the consumption of crop protection products in the key markets of North America is robust, thereby indicating good, healthy industry in the medium term. On PI, our operating model is vastly differentiated. With a focus on IP-based products and niche capabilities, this distinguishes our place for being in a different path compared to the other industry players. Our model of export focus on innovative molecules with technical strengths and capabilities, we have seen a growth of more than 22% in the quarter over last year, while the industry faces such headwinds. Growth remains well-diversified in exports, and I wish to underline this is coming not only from AgChem but also from molecules in the other areas of electronics and specialty chemicals and energy. Our pipeline of molecules is similarly diversified across multiple end uses in the industry. As we exclusively work on innovative molecules, such variations in operating models do not influence the momentum, whereas we continue to get the upside from a wider opportunity for growth. Given our understanding of multiple chemical and chemistry capabilities with strong technological platforms, our ability to bring high-performance solutions to the market, we are confident of sustaining the growth momentum. With a healthy pipeline of molecules, we see a potential of high growth focus on the future and a better product mix. We commercialized three molecules during the quarter, and we expect to commercialize one or two molecules before the end of the fiscal year. Now, moving on to our domestic business, our focus of driving quality of our revenue rather than pursue growth in size of the revenue alone in these challenging times has resulted in positive benefits. As always emphasized, we have been a good product mix, bringing efficient working capital management, and all those are presented in our presentations. This slide of our performance has seen moderation due to erratic rain and monsoons, while we have done better in terms of the overall financial health of the business. The monsoon has seen uneven distribution as far as the reservoir levels in South India, marked below last year's average. The sowing patterns of Rabi could also influence as well. The high level of appropriate take discipline that we have shown in terms of managing inventory, launching high-performance products, and having a diverse product mix is contributing to the moment of mitigating the operating scenario in which we are present today. We expect to see recovery of niche crop segments, and our comprehensive portfolio shall be adequately placed to meet these requirements. Coming to the outlook which I have shared on the continuing of our original guideline of 80-20% revenue growth with improved margin returns, initiatives already underway to augment capacities to support further growth plans. Concurrently, we are also scaling up efforts of integrating newer technologies. We recently signed an agreement with Corporate towards the sustainable agricultural agendas to market, distribute, and innovation products and solutions in the agricultural biological space. Our journey in the pharma is off to an encouraging start. We continue to work towards developing a differentiated CRO, CDMO, and an API KSM model, where we have multiple scenarios and highly experienced resources which are coming on board and are on board as of today. Our Hyderabad Research Center is being readied and is getting staffed in the coming times. There's a team of domain experts, both within and outside India, which are aiming to connect and build a differentiated model in the pharma, including the pharma game for the pharma companies. In parallel, we are upgrading infrastructure, building kilo lab facilities, modernizing a quality management system, digitization, and other initiatives at the facilities in ICNI. We have made successful debut at CPHI recently, and the intensive meetings and discussions in order to realize near future potential of opportunities and also better understanding of how we go and grow this business in the future. Our focus on scaling our business in CR and CDMO are adding more APIs, KSMs, and RSMs to the mix, and such bringing an end-to-end offering to the large pharma companies, the integrated solution provider. Given the robust of the operation with a strong cash flow, the senior manager focused on evaluating various inorganic opportunities to meet the long-term objectives of putting PI into a differentiated business model and a player in the industries it operates. Multiple initiatives are being held in the ESG area. We have already improved S&P Global, and I'm proud to say we are ranking at the 95th percentile. Further, EcoVadis evaluation is under progress for 2023. Once again, I would now complete my remarks and I would hand it over to Manikantan to continue. Once again, thank you for being and supporting us. And once again, my congratulations to the management team for this great effort. Over to you, Mani.
Thank you, Mr. Funder. Good afternoon, everybody on the call today. I will summarize company's financial highlights for the second quarter ended 30th September 2023. Please note that all the comparisons are on a year-on-year basis and refer to the consolidated performance of the company. As the single shape, our performance demonstrates a differentiated approach to doing business and a sharp focus on keeping operating parameters in line with our objectives. To share the performance highlights, during Q2 FY24, we reported a revenue of 21,169 million, a growth of 20% for the same period last year. This was driven by growth in export revenues by 28% to rupees 16,329 million and a decline of 2% in domestic revenues to 4,840 million. Profit after tax increased by 44% to rupees 4,805 million attributable to EBITDA growth and low ETR despite higher depreciation. Let me also cover YTM performance for FY24. YTM 30th September revenues were 40,273 million, a growth of 22% over the same period last year. This was driven by solid growth in export revenues by 32% to rupees 31,959 million, which is offset 7% decline in domestic revenues to 8,314 million. Profit after tax improved by 45% to rupees 8,634 million. ETR for YTM was 9.83% due to growth in export revenues and one-time effect on merger of pharma entities in India. Cash flow from operating activities increased 118% to rupees 6,697 million and rupees 7,253 million excluding pharma. This was due to higher EBITDA and efficient working capital management. The trade working capital in terms of days of sales reduced to 84 days vis-à-vis 111 days as on 30th September 2022. Inventory levels also reduced in terms of days of number of sales to approximately 63 days to rupees 13,998 million. Our balance sheet further strengthened during the year. Net worth increased to rupees 79,820 million as on 30th September 2023. YTM capex stood at rupees 7,630 million and is in line with our plan. This concludes my opening commentary. I will now request the moderator to open the forum for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have a first question from the line of Abhijit Akela from Kotak Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for taking my questions. So just a couple of clarifications I wanted to seek. One was on, the pharma entity performances. So first of all, if you could just help us understand from an accounting perspective, why do these Ind AS reductions or adjustments show up when we are booking the net revenues in our financials? Also, the, earnings have been on the negative side. And how should we see that trending forward in, over the rest of this year and into next year? And finally, just on Therachem within the pharma business, the revenues for the quarter seem to be in the range of 6 to 7 crores. I believe the run rate was much higher at the time of acquisition, about 200 crores for the full year or thereabouts. So what exactly is happening there and how we should see it moving forward?
Thanks, Abhijit. So first of all, your first question, this is more about aligning the accounting practices. So one of the company was following a different accounting standard. And since now we have combined all these entities in EI Health Science, we were to align the accounting policies and also the standards, and therefore we have, this Ind AS adjustment has been made in their accounting or rather financials. Okay, so this is one point. The second point on Therachem, it is more about the scheduling of the business. They were already carrying some inventory, okay, for their requirement. Plus, the first quarter, there were certain schedules. So in this business, the CDMO business, it is more about campaign and the supply according to the customer and not so much so a very steady state kind of quarterly run rate as such. But yeah, there are different schedules for different products in following quarters, and there's nothing like a significant downsizing of the business from the customer side. It is all a matter of scheduling of the business and inventory.
Right. No, thank you. So that's useful. So just to clarify, should we continue to assume, roughly 500 odd crore revenue base for the pharma business for this year, and these Ind AS adjustments are more of a one-time, alignment, and they will go away at some point, in the subsequent quarters?
Yeah, Vijay, Anil Jain here. So I think whatever 500 crore what we told, it is for the whole year. Now in this, during financial, one acquisition is almost 11 months and other is almost close to 9 months. So accordingly, this figure will have, but we are on track right now. And in this adjustment is one time, yes, that's right.
In this adjustment is one time.
Okay, got it. And just one last thing from my side, if you'll permit. On the CSM side, the agrochemical CSM business, how does the growth outlook look like for the second half of this year? And there is a mention in the results about a shipment that got lost in transit, about 40-odd crores. So, number one, what happened there exactly? Is it shown as cost in the raw material line? And excluding that, then the EBITDA margin seemed to be even higher at about 28% for the overall company. So it seems a very sharp improvement versus what we were doing. So if you could please just elaborate a bit on what's driven the margin improvement and how we should see that going forward.
Yeah, sure. So there are too many questions in your one question, so let me try and remember and answer one by one. First of all, we still maintain our growth guideline, including that of CSM, of clocking close to 18-20%. Okay, so that remains. And accordingly, you know, second half will also be seeing growth in this business. Talking about this container thing, yes, I mean, this is a very unprecedented scene we have, situation we have seen this time on. We have never experienced this in the last 75 years of our company and also in the industry, that I mean, few of our containers, the material was, you know, theft took place without, you know, changing or without altering the seal, sealed container. Out of sealed container, this theft took place, which is a very, very unprecedented scene. And we later on also found out that it has also happened with few other companies. It is not only with PI, but few other companies as well, including few other chemical companies. But good part is that, and I must certainly appreciate the kind of effort the state administration, police administration put, and very expeditious investigation was done. A lot of efforts were put in, and they have already nabbed some of these culprits. The investigation is still going on. Some of them are still at large. The material they have already recovered, which is under investigation, and subsequent processes are going on. So at this stage, since the matter is still under investigation, the material is still under investigation, we will not speculate that what will recover and when will this get recovered. But to be on a conservative side, we have accounted for the material cost of this material in our financials for this quarter.
Thank you, sir. So in just the last point was just, you know, the margins have expanded significantly if you adjust for this cost. So what's driving that and how should we see that going forward?
Well, that is more about the product mix, you know. The product mix has been favorable for us during this period. And even in our domestic, you know, area, we more focused on quality of revenue, the favorable product mix, rather than, you know, chasing the volumes and values. And that has certainly helped improve the overall EBITDA margin during this quarter.
Thanks a lot, sir. I'll get back in the queue for more. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohit Nagraj from Centrum Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a very strong set of numbers. First question is on the pharma initiative. So what is the progress in terms of some of the R&D molecules in PI's kitty getting commercialized through the manufacturing facilities outside? So how do we expect the rollout over the next maybe 2-3 years time frame? Thank you.
So Anil here, you know, I don't know which molecule you are talking, because this is a platform that we are providing the services to the company, not the product. So I'm not aware of really what molecule you are talking, which is the PIR&D is going to market.
Yeah, just we had mentioned earlier that we have been working on the pharma segment and R&D. So those molecules and.
These are more of intermediates and.
Key starting materials.
Yes, key starting materials and intermediates. So yes, those are also progressing in our R&D CRO bench that we are pursuing. And this is part of our evaluation.
Sure. And second question is that given that during current year, there have been a significant decline in generally all the RM prices, how are we seeing our prices for the next year contracts, 2024 contracts for our products?
Are you talking about our exports?
Exports. Exports. CSM segment. CSM segment.
So there, given our business model, in any case, these pricing, etc., is for each campaign. We review before starting campaign. The pricing is reviewed. Price structures are defined, but pricing, this is the prevailing raw material, etc., is always reviewed before the campaign. So yes, before starting 24 campaign, obviously, these corrections take place, whether it is reducing or increasing, whichever way.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much. And best of luck, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vivek Rajamani from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead. Mr. Rajamani?
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the. Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the presentation and congratulations on a good set of numbers. So just two questions. Firstly, on the broader inventory situation, you obviously touched upon that you're still seeing the destocking kind of playing out. Just in terms of your assessment, compared to maybe a quarter or two back, do you get a sense that you're starting to see some improvement either in the intensity or are you starting to see some green shoots from any part of the world? That was the first question.
Yeah. So we are certainly seeing improvement because the consumption still remains strong in different geographies, whether it is South America, North America, even in Asia, Europe. We are seeing that consumption is strong. The acreages are almost same or marginally increased. Consumptions are strong. So obviously, the inventory destocking, and as this is gradually improving in last quarter, this quarter, situation has relatively improved. But yeah, it may take maybe few quarter, again, depending on products, the generic products or other commodities that we particularly see, that in next few quarters, things should normalize is what the expectation is.
Sure, sir. And just as an extension to that, is there any particular geography where the problem is extremely severe in your general understanding?
Well, we have, in our understanding, yes, of course, Brazil has been a major challenge because there was a lot of stocking in previous years there.
Most of the generic products.
Yeah.
Given that there were challenges, if you appreciate, from the last year. Generic companies having challenges of availability and further added to that was the price escalation, which is now shown a turn down both from availability and price points is a double impact. And that's something we expect in the next couple of quarters should clear up.
Thank you, sir. And just last couple of clarifications from me before I rejoin the queue. The 18 to 20% guidance on the Agchem side, I would imagine that's predominantly volume driven. Correct?
Yeah, majorly, because price corrections are already there on the input, so this is mainly on volume.
Sure. And you've mentioned in your slide there's an expansion, capacity expansion on the CSM side is on track. Any ballpark, what is this, capacity expansion number that you're looking for this year? Any ballpark?
So we had guided for close to, 800 odd crores of investment in here. So far we are progressing in line with that.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Praful Kumar from Diamond Asia. Please go ahead. I'm sorry, his line is disconnected. We'll move on to the next question from the line of Noel Vaz from Union Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yes, I just have one question on the one molecule which was mentioned. This is the new product which the company is coming up with, which is the new diamide. So I just wanted to know what exactly is the total market size that we are potentially looking at, as well as how does the company plan to take up this product. That's all from my side.
Sure. So thanks. I think this is a very proud moment that PI has been the first Indian company to receive an international organization standardization recognition name, like PI Oxygenity Program. But the I would say this is a, we have right now got a registered name. The product is under evaluation in various geographies across the world. We have discussions with various partners. We at the same time evaluating the product performance at various levels, at the field level, in various crops, in various diseases, to figure out the potential. As you very well have already appreciated that this diamide molecule, this is a couple of $1 billion market share which is there. So we will be looking at how we're going to play into this market share and penetrate. So that's really how I will put it for now.
Okay, that is all from my side. And congratulations. Yeah, that's all.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Rohan Gupta from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on this pharma business. You mentioned that the one-off India's impact is over one time. So this you are talking about that the current numbers which we are already factoring in terms of the reporting is over, or it is going to be for the balance of the year itself in the similar ratio?
No, so whatever was, we had inherited the inventory and all those things is a one-time thing, so which has been accounted for.
So you're saying the H1 35 crore rupees in DS adjustment, that was all over, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so from H2, we should be seeing some positive contribution in terms of the contribution from the pharma business.
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Sir, second question is the ramp-up of this pharma business once again and the margin profile. It's quite different than what we, when we have got the numbers from this time of acquisition. So is it still in terms of because of the higher cost which we are incurring at these plants? That is so, or at the time of acquisition that the profitability margin was higher on these plants? You also mentioned that this year you will be looking roughly 14% to 15% margin, while H1 pro pharma margins are still at 7%. So we see that the margin of 15% will be only achieved next year, because your long-term guidance in margin in pharma business is still is the 20% to 22%. So when we are expecting that?
Yeah. So yeah, and you are right. Frankly, this is too early to look at the volumes and the margin percentage. Yes, I understand your point, but you see, even during our talks and last few quarters when we had acquired, we were cautioning the analysts that let's not look at previous year numbers or past numbers. Two, three things are happening. One is that there is a lot of development spend is being made, because the idea is to scale this business up. We are not running these businesses as individual entities. I mean, whether it is the starting material company or the API company, we are not, here to run them independently as the business they were doing earlier. Okay? And this is precisely the reason that a lot of development spend is being done, a lot of integration is being done to cross leverage. And during this initial period, there is certainly going to be pressure on these margins. But we are confident that post-integration, which will take maybe next few quarters time or a year's time, after that is the time that we'll be able to scale this business up. And also, get to the expected margin level. But this is still remains, our expectation still remains beyond 20%, you know, in this business, 20-22%.
Okay. Sir, second question is on our domestic business. Though we have seen the most of the formulation companies in India have done collectively well in first half, and Q2 was fantastic for most of the domestic formulation guys. However, that is not the case for us. So even in H1, I mean, complete, if we combine that with the Q1 as well, we don't see, and we actually see the dip only in our revenues compared to last year. While in general, the season and demand scenario has been pretty decent as far as the domestic market is concerned. So any particular reason for that?
So, as we explained earlier, in fact, if you see, we have seen a very mixed kind of situation. So, there are situations where the local players have not been able to kind of achieve growth. Significant impact is there in terms of revenue and more so in terms of the margin profile. And this genericization and generic situation, pricing situation has certainly reflected across the industry in the performance. We as a company, we focused on our specialized products rather than, chasing more and focusing more on revenue growth. Our focus, given this situation that we had seen in first and second quarter, was more on quality of revenue and the discipline around the, working capital and margins, etc. And that has been one reason that we contained on this revenue growth. To say the precise numbers, whatever few percentile moderation that we have seen could have been avoided if we would have also chased those typical products even in our portfolio. But that was not done, and that was a very deliberate.
So strategically, some of the products which have been kind of a generic exposure for volatility.
So actually, we refrained away from selling generic products and focus more on specialty. That helped us actually in improving our margins, but not reflecting the revenues.
Margins and working capital efficiencies. So that's a clear reflection of quality of business having a substantial shift for more value creation from our perspective.
This is a time-being exercise, sir, or you think that we may continue to do so going forward as well?
No, this is a temporary exercise, obviously, because the volatility and the kind of value stress, we will eventually play the game as when things stabilize.
But of course, if the situation for generic remains the way it is, obviously our focus will be more on specialized and, specific categories.
Okay. I may have a follow-up question. I'll come back in queue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Siddharth Gadekar from Equirus. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. So my first question is on the diamides. We had highlighted earlier that we are in talks with global partners for the product. So any progress on that side, and how should we look at 3 years, 5 years down the line in terms of the launch? Could you give us any timelines for that?
No, well, I just mentioned that earlier question that yes, we are in the first. We right now just got a name, and I think that's the key point, and we are in the process of evaluation. And the market size opportunity, as I mentioned, the diamond is about $2 billion.
And this, this generally takes a longer time, across multiple seasons, the trials take place in different geographies, comparative evaluations are done in different geographies. So it takes time,
Okay. So, but in terms of our patents, then will our patents be counted from 2019 or the day the product is launched?
Patent is for always the date of filing is counted, not from the date of the launch of the product. That's the way it is.
Yeah. Patent is considered from the date of grant. Yes.
Okay. Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Naushad Chaudhary from Aditya Birla. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congrats on a good set of numbers in a challenging time. Just one I have. So within your existing basket of commercial molecules and at advanced stage of pipeline, how many do you think, you know, can become 400-500 crore rupees revenue per molecule in next 3-4 years, excluding the large one which you have?
No, can you please repeat? We were not very clear about your question.
Within the existing basket of commercial molecule and the molecule which are at the advanced stage of pipeline, how many do you think, you know, can become 400-500 crore rupees of revenue per molecule in the next 3-4 years?
Well, there are many of them, because this is one of the key criteria for us to, you know, evaluate products when we you know, commercialize them for manufacturing and export in particular. So yes, there are many of them. But it all again depends, because when we get into these molecules, I mean, these molecules are at a very early stage of their commercialization, and their potential is more clearer and known when they are already registered and commercialized in few geographies. So yes, I mean, the initial indications are very good for several of these molecules, but we will be very sure of these scale-ups and volumes or the growth potential as we progress further.
Understood. That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Nitin Agarwal from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. On, you know, in terms of when you have dedicated plants for CSM versus multi-purpose plants, typically what is the difference in asset turns you're able to get, higher asset turns in the dedicated plants?
Higher?
Asset turns?
Look, are you asking a question that can you, are you able to get a higher asset turns from a dedicated plant?
Yes, and we can extend a sense on how much higher do we are able to get typically.
Well, you know, it's unfortunately not a straightforward answer, because, you know, it is basically, you have to look at an overall scenario. It could be dollar per kilo, it could be this. You could have a lower asset turn but a better return on capital and better margin. So it's not, is the business just purely not on an asset turn basis, which is general for commodity chemicals, but for specialty and these big chain molecules, it could be lower, it could have complex chemistry with higher value, so making a lower turn but give you better margin and return. So it's not a ratio which you can identify. But typically, if you look at the chemical industry in this space, it can go between 1.5 to maximum 2.8, 2.9.
Okay, thanks. And so secondly, on our CSM business, you know, with the volatility which has been there in the raw material pricing over the last few quarters, I mean, do we go through quarters, you know, during the cycle where, you know, there is a lag and lead impact in terms of the, you know, the raw material pricing and the final product pricing? I mean, whether gains and, you know, whether we make, in a sense, if there is a declining raw material pricing situation, we end up making gains in a particular quarter, likewise, and vice versa. Is, I mean, does that really come about in particular quarters?
No, as I explained earlier, you know, we have this pass-through model, and that's been the PI way of working for years and explained. So it, that kind of doesn't work, and it's the adjustments which happened, as mentioned earlier by Rajneesh, on a contract-to-contract, quarter-to-quarter basis based on the contract types. So, yeah, I mean, there will always be lead and lag, but the commercial understanding, the business model is such that these things are shared, whichever way the, you know, the direction or trend is on the pricing.
So thanks, Rajesh. If the last one, so on the overheads this quarter, YOY there will be very little increase. So is there any particular factor which has driven that despite the growth in revenues?
I think overheads, frankly, are not linearly proportional to revenue. But yes, there has been a good post to this, because we obviously are looking at the volatility of the market and trying to see how we can continue to optimize on these. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Good evening and thank you very much. So first on the capex you have done in pharma and the disclosure you have made in the segment assets, can you explain the mismatch because you have acquired assets for 497 crores, so 4972 million and you have shown an asset of 1257 crores in the segment assets. So how do we tie in these two numbers if you can help us understand?
On the pharma side, there is one acquired assets and what has been shown is the written assets that you, I can send across the details to you.
Yeah.
Maybe you can connect with our CFO separately.
Yeah. So second thing is, if you were to dwell a bit more on the pharma economics, what is the level of gross margin we should see on a stable basis as you scale up, say, over the next, say, 4 to 6 quarters? And in terms of the proportion of overheads to revenue, again, if you can give us some sense in terms of the percentage, it will help us work towards, you know, when you can possibly break even and get to that 20% assuming a certain scale for the revenue. If you can just help us understand that, we agree.
Yeah, sure. So currently the gross margin is at 70% plus level, and we believe that this can certainly be sustained on the scaled up level as well, more than 70-75% level. And overhead percentage and all that, EBITDA and all those levels, as I explained earlier, that we'll have to keep in mind that this is going to be a development phase for next several quarters as we are, integrating these different resources and companies from CRO till API in the interest of long-term objectives of building a differentiated model. So yes, I mean, once we get to a maturity level, we will see that we will be generating more than 20-22% kind of EBITDA margin on a constant level.
Okay, so in terms of the development expenditure, in terms of cash outflow, what is the kind of expectation you have, say, in the second half and for FY25 for the pharma asset?
Well, we don't have these specific numbers right now on the call, because all this is in still in development phase and making. Okay. But yeah, we can have a separate call on this.
Sure. So finally, on the tax rate, there's a certain amount of difference in the tax rate for pharma and the existing business. So can you give us some sense in terms of where the tax rate will settle for the pharma entities here once it is, in a stable, steady state, stable profit generating phase? What is the kind of tax rate you can assume there?
That tax rate for pharma would be around 25% normally. That's what the tax rate would be. But what you see in this current quarter is one of effect on account of merger. That's what you say. That is one of in this quarter.
So, this is pharma, we can work with 25%, right?
Yes.
Okay, thanks a lot and wish you all the best. I'll join with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Krishan Parwani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just one clarification from my side. When you said 18-20% revenue growth, did you mean for overall company including pharma or just the agri-CSM?
Well, this is only for the agri-CSM we are saying, without considering the impact of this one time.
Okay. Thank you so much for the clarification. Wish you a very happy Diwali.
Thank you.
Thank you. Same for you.
We have our next question from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so just as a follow-up question, now in terms of the domestic business, I know it's a little bit of a challenging environment out there. So if you look at the second half, given the challenges in terms of moisture levels, last time you had said that you hope to do well. So what is the kind of expectation you have for growth in the domestic business in the second half? And how do you see the new molecules and a normal agronomic condition guide you in terms of the potential volume growth for say FY25 in your domestic business?
Prashant, you are there on the call? Prashant?
Hi, thank you. Yes, last time we did mention we were hoping that the rainfall situation will improve after, but if you look at August was completely dry, that has impacted overall numbers in the domestic. As you look forward, basically the second half, there are a few areas. One is south and the wheat. Wheat is obviously very, very positive, looking at overall commodity prices, looking at the acres. However, we are seeing some challenges in the south, where it's the rice and chili because of water levels are very, very low, mainly because of dry condition prevailing in parts of Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Karnataka. That will have some impact, but we are expecting a growth on the quarterly basis, both in Q3 and Q4.
And any sense in terms of what we can expect for FY25 based on your current portfolio and the newer molecules you are launching?
It's a tough question to answer at this point of time, looking at the overall volatility which we are seeing globally as well as in India. Probably after December, we should be able to give you some kind of indication. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, and wish you all a happy Diwali. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Once again, thank you everybody for coming on to this call. We at PI Management are very well encouraged and supported by the investor community and continue to look forward to the supporting these challenging times. And I wish you and all your families a very happy Diwali, a great year full of happiness, joy, great health and success. All the very best from the PI team.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of PI Industries Limited, that concludes the conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.